morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up stories from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. I'm Nikki Ouellette, filling in for Jess Sheldahl. Today is Monday, October 25th. Today we've got stories on a new endorsement for gubernatorial hopeful Mike Cooney, a Spring Creek mine reopens, and a public meeting about the Keystone XL pipeline. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is taking sides in the Democratic Party's 2020 primary race for governor. In a press conference Friday, Bullock endorsed his current lieutenant governor for the job. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Bullock is term limited and leaves office after the 2020 election. He's backing Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney to take his place as Montana's top executive.
I'm excited to stand here today and endorse Mike Cooney for governor.
According to campaign finance disclosure reports, Bullock has donated $150 to Cooney's campaign. The Democratic primary for governor includes House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner, former State Representative Riley Neal, Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, and the most recent contender to enter the race, businesswoman Whitney Williams. Bullock said Friday he doesn't have plans to endorse candidates in any other 2020 races in Montana. Bullock is currently running for the Democratic Party nomination for president, but has failed to break 1% in most national polls. Bullock has repeatedly pushed back against calls within his own party for him to run for the U.S. Senate in 2020 against incumbent Republican Steve Daines. Bullock said again Friday that he's ruled that out. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana officials say they have reached a deal that will allow one of the largest coal mines in the U.S. to reopen, at least for now, amid a legal dispute with its new owners from the Navajo Nation. The Navajo Transitional Energy Company took over the 275-worker Spring Creek mine last week after buying it from bankrupt Cloud Peak Energy. The company shut down operations Thursday after Montana regulators insisted the company waive its immunity from future lawsuits as a tribal entity. Company representatives objected and said they didn't want to give up their treaty rights. A spokesperson for the Montana Department of Environmental Quality says the two sides resolved the dispute late Friday after agreeing to a 75-day limited waiver of immunity. Spring Creek is Montana's largest coal mine. It produced almost 14 million tons of the fuel last year. The University of Montana is holding a vape turn-in drive amid national concerns about deaths and illnesses tied to vaping. The five-day event started Saturday before the UM football game. It runs through Wednesday at various sites on campus. Those who turn in vaping pens and e-cigarettes can receive gift cards and will be entered into drawings for an Apple Watch and set of Beats headphones. UM spokesperson Paula Short says the effort is also intended to make students aware that there are campus resources to help them if they want to stop using nicotine or tobacco products. A district court judge recently issued an order blocking Governor Steve Bullock's temporary ban on the sale of flavored vaping pens in Montana, where one person has died and two others suffered lung injuries tied to vaping. Montana's Department of Justice is moving forward with its effort to release to the public reports that find Child and Family Services caseworkers failed to follow policies in investigating reported child abuse. The Missoulian reports the DOJ filed a petition last week in Helena asking District Judge Mike Menahan to review findings reports issued by CPS's ombudsman in both their complete and redacted forms and to determine if redacted reports can be made public. The Department of Public Health and Human Services argues the reports should remain confidential. Spokesperson John Ebelt says the agency has 42 days to respond to the petition. The Missoulian obtained several findings reports, one of which found workers in the child care abuse hotline failed to put a high priority on a report of a child born with meth in her system. The U.S. State Department will host the only public meeting over its recently updated draft environmental statement for the Keystone XL pipeline. The meeting will be tomorrow in Billings. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Olivia Reingold reports.
This is the public's first and only chance to meet with government officials in an open house to talk about the updated draft environmental statement for the controversial pipeline. A federal judge earlier late last year said the original draft needed further review of potential environmental impacts. Conservationists led by the Northern Plains Resource Council plan to host a rally outside of the meeting to protest what they say is an unfair comments process. State Democratic Senator Frank Smith says the Fort Peck tribes haven't been adequately consulted during the drafting process.
How do you feel like since the supplement to the draft has come out, how do you feel like the public comment period has gone?
I don't think they've ever had one, not a legal one.
He says the State Department hasn't adequately notified the tribes of nearby public meetings and that for this upcoming one mailed him a letter and asked him to alert other tribal members. In its draft, the federal agency says it published notices in local papers, sent notices in the mail and through email, gave hard copies to 6 Montana libraries, and published an electronic version of the draft on the department's website. According to the State Department, the Tuesday open house meeting will be at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Attendees will have the opportunity to submit comments through electronic stations, handwritten forms, and one-on-one with stenographers. State Senator Smith says none of these options really amount to a public comment. The State Department didn't respond to multiple requests for comment in time for broadcast. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Corps member. And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on news of the day. I'm Nikki Ouellette, filling in for Jess Sheldahl. Thanks for listening.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.